device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement 128 gigabytes, $599.99 required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 1H 2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, is this 0600? What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global buckets! Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden! Yes! Jesse Diggins, yes! To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins! Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
I thought I was out. Pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
Playoff, Indiana, Texas Tech, Georgia, and Duke win their conference championships. Penn State gets their man, and the Nittany Lions will face Clemson in New York City. A busy Monday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, December the 8th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. We call this Reaction Monday. What you think of the conference championship weekends? The big upset, Indiana beating Ohio State, even though we kind of predicted that on the show. What you think of the college football playoff rankings, the NPD college football playoffs? What do you think of the coaching news over the weekend, the college basketball news, the NFL news? What do you think of the bowl news? A lot to get into here on a Monday, and I am looking at snow right now. I've got my wife, my kids, my in-laws. We are up in the Unihala side of a mountain in Unihala, North Carolina, right outside of Bryson City, going to the Polar Express tonight. Got here on Saturday, and we rented a mountain house here, and it's a phenomenal house, and we had a phenomenal time. And I got to tell you, Will Clanton, there's not been too many times I can count on probably both hands the number of times that I've looked out the window and seen snow for the show. I take it is not snowing in Easley, South Carolina this morning. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing good. No snow, fortunately for most people, but unfortunately for me. I'm that crazy person that loves to have a little bit of snow coming down this time of year. But just a wet day, just a drizzle between Clemson and Easley at the moment.
All right. Have you been up here to Bryson City?
I have. Bryson City is one of my favorite places to go. I stayed for a weekend in February this year, and I think it's like every other year I'll be up there. It is a beautiful, sleepy little town.
Did your nieces and nephew, did y'all do the Polar Express? Have y'all done that?
I've never been with family. I've always been for leisure.
It's pretty cool. So tonight we'll get the family on, and we'll go on a train ride to the North Pole and get to visit with Santa Claus, and we got some hot chocolate and cookies for us. It's a great story for us. And to prepare for that, we watched the Polar Express movie, and we'll read the Polar Express book today, and that's just going to be awesome. Today's going to be a really, really cool day. It's been a good weekend. We got here, Drake had basketball practice on Saturday morning, then we got up Saturday afternoon. And I got to tell you, Will, there are very few times where I've been scared in a car. But coming up this mountain in these windy one-lane gravel roads, like I'm at top of a mountain right now. I was worried about the signal, internet up here. And they've got a Starlink deal, as I told you last night. So we've got a little signal. We hope we stay on the air for the entire day today. It's beautiful, one of the most beautiful views. Explain this to me, Will. You're a smart character, right? Why is it when you take pictures that elevation, mountains don't parlay to pictures very well? Like there's no the depth or something? Like they look so much smaller on a picture than you do when you're looking at it with your eyes.
Yeah, I think it has to do with depth of field. You're not able to – a picture's just a two-dimensional – well, I guess the –
yeah.
It's not three-dimensional, so you can't move and see how large things are in comparison to things right in front of you.
Yeah. Beautiful sunsets, just great stuff. We went down into Bryson City, but getting down the mountain, say a prayer for me today, man, because it's a pretty tedious ride down the mountain. My father-in-law drove last night, just me and him went down to make sure we could get down okay, and, man, his brakes were smoking at the end. Like, you could smell it, and you could see the smoke coming off the brakes. Like, It's something, man. It's something. Anyway, a lot to do sports-wise today, and I'll yield to you first with segment two. What are we going to do in segment two today?
I want to talk about really one of the only two good games that I was able to enjoy this past weekend. I had to wait till Saturday night at 8 o'clock to do it. I want to talk a little bit about Indiana football. It's a historic moment.
There's about five things that happened in that game that I want to get into today, and one of them was that, you know, I've been on Indiana now really since about the middle of last year. And this unbelievable run that Indiana is on. And what Kirk Cignetti has done, and the people are talking about it, it's historic. And this is maybe the greatest coaching job in college football history, to turn a perennial loser into the single best team in college football right now. And that's what it looks like to me. They look like the best team to me. And, you know, a couple things happened here. Number one is I texted Josh Williams in the middle of the second quarter. And I think at that time that Ohio State was leading. I think it was 10-3 with about 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. And I said, Josh, Indiana's the better football team here. Indiana's the best team in the country. And some things were happening. Number one is Indiana was shutting down the run. Ohio State had 58 yards rushing on 26 carries, 2.2 yards per carry. And the amazing part where that was, and Larry Williams and I were talking about this yesterday, texting about it, is their safeties aren't even involved in the run game. Their safeties are covering on that top shelf. I mean, that pretty high shell look and taking away in the passing game. This was just front seven that was controlling the run. To the tune, now they got the deep pass there at the end to make the stats look a little bit different. But to the tune where, for the most part of the game, Indiana had like a 100-yard lead, had more first downs than Ohio State. Ohio State evened it up later, but had the ball for more. Ohio State came back in the last minute or two and took that over. But Indiana was the better team. Mendoza was the better quarterback. In the run game, Bo Jackson was shut down, 70 carries, 83 yards. And Julian Sayin was confused. Black and Hemby ran better than Jackson ran. And all this was without Cooper, their best wide receiver. The defensive line controlled the line of scrimmage. Indiana's offensive line, Coogan and those guys, held up. And I got to tell you, if they played again, I would favor Indiana. I think Indiana's the best team in the country. And I figured this out. I thought they were the second-best team in the country through this entire season. Not an entire season, but from about mid-September on. They're the best team in the country. And that was a phenomenal football game. We'll talk about it coming up. Georgia just absolutely slams Alabama. How Alabama got in, I don't know. Alabama, you go back from really the Vanderbilt game, the week after Georgia, and that game was close in the fourth quarter. but they didn't look the same the rest of the year. And Simpson was controlled, and Simpson digressed as the season went on. Georgia's defense playing better and better, and as a result, Georgia just dominated Alabama. 11 first downs for Bama, 209 yards of total offense, and the block punt and the interception and field position, and it all rolled up, and Georgia dominant in that game. How Bama got in with three losses, just beyond me. Speaking of dominance, Texas Tech showed it again. Texas Tech pulled away and was the best team there, holding BYU just 200 yards of offense, 63 yards rushing. And so you watch the defensive lines at Indiana, at Ohio State, and Texas Tech, and even at Georgia now, and it's easy to see why those teams are the top four teams there. Felt awful for Tony Elliott after Duke's 27-20 overtime win, but a nice win there for Duke that got Miami in my opinion. We can talk about that. Tulane with a good win to get in. James Madison with a good win to get in. And that all sets up the college football playoff now. So top four seeds, Indiana, Ohio State, Georgia, Texas Tech, 5 through 12, Oregon at 5, Ole Miss 6, A&M 7, Oklahoma 8. I don't have any problem with any of those. Have a problem with Bama at 9. You can argue for Miami, Tulane, and James Madison. You can argue for Notre Dame. We'll get to all that as the day goes on. What I don't understand and what I cannot fathom for the life of me is Iowa State, Kansas State, Baylor, and Notre Dame not playing a bowl game. And so I'll ask you here in the final couple minutes of segment one, because it's got a lot to cover with Matt Campbell, a lot to cover with assistant coaches and all that, and a lot to cover with Clemson and Penn State headed to the Pinstripe Bowl in New York City 2 days after Christmas. With that said, Will, big question picture that we're going to get into later today, and I'll ask you just your initial thoughts on this. Are the bowls dead? What's the point in playing bowls anymore if teams just opt out of bowl games? Teams, not players. Programs opt out of bowl games. Are the bowl games dead?
I think the prestige of a bowl game that's not in the college football playoff is dead on arrival. I think it's a corpse at this point. But I think the bowl games, in terms of when they're played and that they are played, will continue. It's just a steep decline. I mean, this is a major jump from having NFL potential draft picks opt out to entire programs that aren't going through something like Kansas State and Iowa State. I understand that completely. And even Florida State, the 5-7 teams that would have gotten in had they had known, that's something completely different. But for Notre Dame to opt out, that says a lot. And I think I know what their intention is by doing this, but I won't get into that right now.
All right, let's talk about it as the show goes on. I think the bowl system now, I'm not sure. And our calendar, man, like we just had signing day. Teams had to sign players without coaches, not knowing who the head coach is going to be. Our transfer portal, which is going to start here while the playoffs are going on, how all that works is fascinating. And this our calendars just couldn't be more screwed up. We've got a lot to talk about on this very, very busy Monday show. So with that said, let me start out by telling you about our great friends at One Time Plumber. The name is the number. One Time Plumber does an absolutely amazing job. We love One Time Plumber. We love the fact that these good folks are going to give you one price. Like it's the price is the price. You're not going to be paying if like an Uber deal where, oh man, it's an upcharge because of how busy they are right now. That's not it. Depending on the mood of the plumber, you know, you get old Tom in a truck, that might be one thing, but One Time Plumber is different. The price is the price, and there's no haggling, there's none of that. It's just great, licensed, bonded, insured, Clemson-owned, Clemson graduate-owned, started in Charleston, in Columbia, and in Greenville. They're going to do an absolutely amazing job for you at One Time Plumber. So with that said, if it ever goes bad, you don't have to go through the Google machine to search it. Do it in advance. I mean, read what people are saying right now. And then when and if it ever goes bad, then you'll do it. You'll get a One Time Plumber. One Time Plumber, the name is the number. Don't forget it, One Time Plumber. A short break. We'll come back. Segment two with Will Clanton when you return right after this.
Attention student athletes. Don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now, with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
It's that time of year again, and you're trying to figure out what gifts to get your family. We know everyone is busy, and who wants to deal with all the Christmas traffic and shopping congestion? Elite Custom Golf Carts wants to make your life easy. Come and see us and get a gift the whole family will love. With free delivery in our custom sleighs and complete with a big red bow, you'll see the shine in your family's eyes when they see your Christmas surprise. Stop by one of our three locations in the upstate and let our elves, friendly staff, help you find that perfect gift. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dance. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you're going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Leaning trees or branches hanging too close to your home? Even a small shift could mean big trouble when storms hit. At Franklin Tree Service, they believe in taking a proactive approach. Their expert team can assess your trees, remove any potential hazards, and prevent future damage before it's too late. Whether it's removing leaning trees, trimming overhanging limbs, or thinning out your yard, Franklin Tree Service keeps your property safe year-round, fully insured and committed to top-quality work. Call today, 864-947-9065.
You know, everyone says that they'll start after the holidays. And that's exactly why most people never tackle weight loss. But right now with PhD Weight Loss, they're making it easier than ever to start before the new year with a bonus designed to get you going. They're adding 2 free weeks to the program. That means you can ramp up during the holidays and start the new year already working towards your goals. Those 2 free weeks, that means you won't roll into the new year feeling behind. You'll hit the month of January already losing, already feeling better, and already in control. Thanks to PhD's metabolic reset system, it teaches your body to burn the fat first, without drugs, starvation diets, or endless workouts. Just a smart, science-based system that fits real life.
And when you mention 2 weeks on the phone,
the consultation fee is completely waived, as well as the cost of the food during the program. There's no reason to wait, no reason to repeat last year. Give PhD Weight Loss a call today and start 2026 ahead. At 864-644-1900, that's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us here at The Roar.
105.5 and 97.5 FM.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, my great friends at Harbin Lumber. I told you I'm dealing with Wes right now, who is an unbelievable guy, man. Like, just in what they do and how they do it, like, Wes just epitomizes our great friends at Harbin Lumber. And so we've already done our first remodel with them, and it went great. We're just trying to upgrade a little bit, like with the kitchen and some cabinets and things on these lines. And I got to tell you, man, it is we're going to put like a pantry. It's going to look awesome. And I'm dealing with Wes on that. And what I noticed the first time around, what I was told before I ever dealt with them, and what I noticed the first time around is what I'm noticing the second time around. They are absolutely amazing. We love dealing with Harbin Lumber, full service lumber yard, cabinets, the garage door installation, the screened in porches, the decks. They do an incredible job with their installed services. If you're a full-service lumber yard, don't forget about all the interior products, all the exterior products. It's going to be on time. You're going to love it. You're going to love dealing with them. They're going to team with you. They're going to learn more about you and what you're doing and your model and your business model and your clients and your market. And they're going to knock your socks off. You're going to love Harbin Lumber. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. Segment two with Mr. Will Clinton.
One thing that I took away from the Indiana-Ohio State Big Ten championship game, like you said, Indiana's defense looks incredible. We spent the entirety of the year talking about Ohio State and their defense, the dominance of their defense, especially their run defense. Well, like you said, Indiana, they showed that there's a conversation not only between who is the number one team in the nation, but the number one defense. And I was incredibly shocked. To the point where I like to root for underdogs in these situations. Well, let me back up. I never root for Ohio State. There's a deep-seated hatred of the state of Ohio within me, and I think a lot of people understand why. I don't think Indiana's an underdog anymore. They have been for the entirety of that program's history, but with what they're doing right now, they cannot be an underdog. A lot of people have been talking about the second most losses in college football history. 715 losses, now 522 wins. They would have to go on nearly a 200-game winning streak to get to 500. That's how bad this program's been.
Well, look, I think Cincinnati can do it. I think he can win 200 in a row right now. Just kidding.
Well, I mean, what would that be? Give him 13 years, he might do it. He's on pace right now.
It's unbelievable, man. Unbelievable program he's built.
It really is. One of the things that I don't want to say I was shocked of, but that caught my attention in the post game of the championship game was Urban Meyer being more complimentary to someone that I've heard who's not a co-ed at a Ohio bar. And, you know, in Urban Meyer's history, he just sang the praises. I want to play that audio for you real quick.
They're unbeaten, and tomorrow, Coach, they will be the number one seed in the college football playoffs.
What happened?
This is the greatest turnaround in the history of our sport, college football. It's not even close.
Yeah.
You know, a year ago, I want to go in reverse a little bit. We were at Indiana versus, I believe it was Nebraska. And I was watching that, and I said, I went outside, and I wanted to stand next to that team and witness what I was witnessing. That's last year. That's this year. This is the best coaching job I've seen, certainly in my life, I think, in the history of the sport. Yeah.
The history of the sport.
Yeah.
That's a bold claim.
Totally agree. I mean, look at it. Like you said, look at it. The second most losses in college football history. And a team now that, I mean, they're not just like 8-4 good. They're not just like 10-2 good. Last year they were 10-2 good. But remember last year they gave Notre Dame a better game than Georgia did. You know, like they were in the thing. It wasn't that close of a game. You give Notre Dame credit. But they deserved to be in the college football playoff last year. Probably deserved a better ranking than they got. With that said, they just beat what some are calling is one of the greatest teams in Big Ten history Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
To go 13-0, Look, when Larry Williams and I were talking about this yesterday, he said once the Oregon game, once I saw what they did in the Oregon game, I knew this team was absolutely legit, no doubt about that. But we talked about these screenshots, and their safeties, you know, to stop a run game, you've got so many teams have to send extra guys in the box. Indiana doesn't have to do that. To create pressure on the quarterback, you got to send extra linebackers. And at the risk of that, if you put extra guys in the box, you open yourself up to passing game, obviously. If you send extra guys on attack, you open yourself up in the passing game, obviously. Indiana didn't have to do that. Everybody, they're so good at what they do, they just do their job. And they don't have to take extra bodies to designate that. I mean, the safeties are not very involved in the run game at all because they don't have to be. And they're doing it by dominating the lines of scrimmage. And offensively, it's a great plan. The quarterback's in total control. It's a good, solid run game. The wide receivers make plays. And they did it without Cooper. I mean, how do you do it without your best playmaker?
Yeah.
Mendoza won the Heisman Trophy. What a couple of those throws coming down the stretch. He won the Heisman Saturday night. Indiana is going to get a Heisman Trophy. Unbelievable.
This is the first time they've ever, any week of the year, been ranked number one in the AP poll. They are just rolling off just records for their program this year. It's incredible.
When last year was where I really, you know, took notice of Mancinetti, my gracious, look what they're doing. And I mean, if you think about it, you go back to it. You know, last year they went 11-2. They weren't ready to play Ohio State. They gave Notre Dame an okay game. But last year they beat everybody they were supposed to beat. But the knock was that they didn't beat any ranked teams last year. Mm-hmm. And that's a good knock. I get it. All right? And so you go into it this year and say, oh, man, they've got Illinois. Well, they beat 9th-ranked Illinois 63-10.
They left no doubt.
All right, let me give you this on that game. I was astounded by this game. In that game, they had 31 first downs. Illinois had 9. Illinois was ranked, at the time, Indiana's ranked 19th in the country. People sit and believe in them. Illinois was ranked 9th in the country. 31 first downs to 9. Will Clanton, 579 yards of offense to 161. Mm-hmm. You know, Illinois is built on his offensive line and Brett Bielema's big physical offensive line. Illinois had 20 rushes for 2 yards in the game. Indiana had it for 39 minutes and 43 seconds. Illinois had it for 20 minutes and 17 seconds. They beat them 63-10. All right? And then you go, well, Illinois is not that good. Well, then they go to Oregon, who's number 3 in the country. And they had a double-digit win at Oregon. And in this one, let me give you this. They had 23 first downs to 17. I mean, to 14. They had let's see if I'm writing my math on this. They had 50 more yards of offense. They held Oregon to 81 rushing yards. They might not win at all, all right? Well, let me say one other thing. Then they did what they did Saturday night. They might not win at all, but they certainly deserve every bit of accolades that they've gotten around. They've earned that. And I think they're the favorite to win the college football national championship.
They definitely should be. And it's not like Cignetti and Indiana are rolling out these highly touted, highly recruited players in the matchup with Ohio State, who does have the most talented roster of any team, I would say. Indiana is playing at a deficit in terms of recruiting rankings, every single position. 22 positions on offense and defense. There is not a starter in a position that Ohio State has who is a higher rated recruit than the one on Ohio State. This is coaching. This is scheming. Yeah. It's like we said, it's an incredible coaching job.
Well, a couple things here, Will. Number one is they have players, man. They have dudes. They might not have Ohio State dudes, but at all three levels, they've got all Big Ten players on defense. A Heisman Trophy quarterback, they've got offensive linemen, Now, hopefully Cooper gets back with a couple of weeks to rest. They've got dudes that don't, you know, because it ain't like he's taking, just old bunch of guys with hookworm out there, you know, going out and trying to win a football game. They've got dudes. They don't have what Ohio State has. But the most important part of that is it's a little bit of X and O's. It's a lot of fundamentals. But it's an attitude. Mm-hmm. Like, they truly think that they're better than you. And you know what? They are. Like, he had to convince them that before they were better than you. But now they actually are better than you. And now they really believe it. So look out. And this thing ain't going to stop. Right? Like, this is not based upon – now, don't get me wrong. Bryant Haynes, the defensive coordinator, he'll get a job somewhere. And that will hurt him. Offensive coordinators, it's the Cincinnati run stuff there. So that won't hurt him that bad. But this is about process. And this, you know, this is a Nick Saban tree thing too. It's about process. And that ain't going away. I'm just telling you, that ain't going away.
One of the takeaways from Cignetti in his post-game interview was his lack of shock. It was – he had this air of matter-of-factness. You know, they were congratulating him, and he was just like, well, yeah, of course. Well, yeah, we won, okay. And this goes back to the attitude that he brought. This is his introductory press conference with Indiana. Just another short audio clip here. Kurt Cignetti.
When it comes to that culture you were just talking about, you know, meshing the recruits you're getting and some of the guys you kept, where does that process start? I mean,
what do you mean? I don't get the question.
Well, when you recruit them, you know, how do you sell your vision of your culture? I mean, what's the...
Who are you talking about? The high school guys, the transfers, who?
All of the above. I mean, how do you...
It's pretty simple. I win. Google me.
That pretty much sums up the attitude, and he's not wrong.
Well, no, what he means by that is, and I think that people still need, I should say people, that's not the right way to say it. I think that a lot of folks still don't understand what it was. And by the way, we've seen him coach against Clemson, you know, several times. But he's 64 years old. It's not like he's some young, you know, young guy off the streets. You get back to it, he was at Davidson in 85. He was at Rice from 86 to 88. These are his quarterback coaches. Quarterback coach at Temple from 89 to 92. He was at Pittsburgh for 7 years. And then he went to NC State for 7 years. He's a quarterback's coach at NC State for 7 years. Went as Alabama's wide receivers coach for 3 or 4 years. And then he got a head coaching job. Let me tell you, he's done the head coaching. He takes over at Indiana University at Purdue. And I don't know what they had beforehand. But, Will, he was there 4 or 5. He was there 6 years. All right. In 6 years, he finished in their poll in the top 25 for the 6 years. He made it to the playoffs in 3 of their 6 years. He won. He was 53-17. He went 12-2 1 year, 9-3 1 year, and 10-2 1 year at Indiana University of Purdue. All right. So then he gets the Elon job, and I'm not sure what he took over to Elon because I'm not familiar with Elon history. But in 2017, 2018, and he goes 14-9, 8-4-6-5. But he had them in the NCAA FCS playoffs twice, and finished in the top 20 in both years there. So then he takes over at James Madison. And at James Madison, he goes 14-2, finishes second in the country. 7-1 during COVID, finishes third in the country. 12-2 and finishes third in the country. 8-3 and not ranked. And then 11-1 in Division I now, in FBS, and he finishes in the top 25. He went 52-9 at James Madison, including 31-4 in his conference, and including the 3 years he was in FCS, he made the playoffs all 3 years. He made it the semifinal, made a national championship game, made it 2 semifinals. And then he takes over to Indiana, and right now he's 24-2 and 2 top 10 finishes. Like, he's guaranteed to finish top 10 this year. He finished top 10 twice. So, man, you go back what the guy's done. He's missed the playoffs once since 2014, wherever he's been coaching. Missed the playoffs once. and since 2014. Yeah, Google him.
And that was, you know, James Madison's first year.
Yes.
In the
FBS.
That's
the only year. And they went 8-3, you know? I mean, and let me see if I'm right with saying this. He went 8-3, and he lost. We had two big losses in there. Louisville beat him by 24. Marshall beat him, and Georgia Southern beat him. But, I mean, that's first year James Madison. And then look what he left behind at James Madison, right?
Yeah, their coach is getting hired away by UCLA now, the guy that took over for Cincinnati.
24-2, 17-1 in the Big Ten now in his 2 years there, and two playoff appearances. I mean, what? Urban Meyer's right. What we're witnessing is the greatest coaching job in the history of the sport. He believes in himself, and those players believe in themselves right now. Like I said, talent's better than people think. The scheme is good on both sides. I mean, Brian Haynes is incredible defensively. But this ain't about this. This is about belief, is what this is about. They believe they're better than you. And I'm going to ask Milt Lauder that tomorrow. We're gonna spend a whole. Well, Milt's off tomorrow. I'm sorry. I think he's off tomorrow. I got to go back and look at that. But when we get with Milt again, I can't wait, because it is absolutely amazing story what's going on down there, up there. And Texas said Quark has got to be on cloud nine. He's an Indiana fan. He should be. We've never seen this before. This is, I mean, historically speaking, this is right there with Northwestern as far as what they did coming in the last 2 years, right? Like, this is Wake Forest or Duke.
Worse than that.
Worse than that, you know? The Texas said, should South Carolina have hope right now? Trip from Buford getting in. Should South Carolina have hope right now? Yes. Yes. What the hope is in today's environment, if you hire the right guy, then you can do this. Yes. Because, I mean, did someone do it? Yes. Well, it can be done. This is why we have, like, this is why it's important for people to see astronauts. You know, like little kids, can I dream of being an astronaut one day? Yeah, you can, because people have done it, right? This is why it's important to see multimillionaires. One day, can I be a millionaire? Yeah. People have done it, yes. Now, you can't say, one day, can I jump to the moon? No. No one's ever done that. But can you fly to the moon? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, right. I mean, somebody's done it, right? So if you're South Carolina, of course. This is the best thing that happened to you. It can be done. It can be done anywhere. If it can be done in Indiana, it can be done anywhere. So what a story, man. What a story. I enjoyed segment two, Will. I'm sorry I hijacked a lot of it, because I'm fascinated by this guy. Short break. Let's hear from him. Love to line up phone calls. I got a bunch of texts to get to. I'm looking at snow right now. Sun hadn't come up here yet, but still looking at snow on the ground. I am in outside of Bryson City, North Carolina. I get to see Santa Claus tonight. You got to believe, man. Speaking of that, you got to believe. Short break. Much more when you come back right after this.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson, and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Talkeach's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Talkeach is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate, where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more, or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your club car Onward today and really enjoy life.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Upstate Cycling Greenville is celebrating 46 years in business. Come check out our kids' ATVs and dirt bikes. We also have bikes for riders who are still kids at heart, ranging from entry level all the way to off-road racing, dual sport, and adventure riding. We carry brands like Beta, Cove, SSR, and many more. Delivery is available, and don't forget to ask about layaway plan. Mention the Roar FM to receive $50 off our best price. Call 864-232-7223 for more info today.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
Get lost and the sound of nature, not in long haul times.
At Upcountry Fiber, we believe our neighbors deserve better. Real people right here in your community, ready to help. No pressure, no surprise fees, just fast, reliable internet and friendly local service. And right now, you'll save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local. Visit upcountryfiber.com/year of internet. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. For years, I admired how Greg Coleman, when he owned George Coleman Ford, how he ran his business and how he treated people. And so I get a call from Greg the other day, and he goes, "Hey, man, I got a garage door issue. Who's your garage people?" I said, "American Door Masters." And so he called him up, and they got back with him right away. They came over to the house that day, and Greg's like, "Man, I was thoroughly impressed with the owner who came and how they did things." And he goes, "Matter of fact, we were just talking business. And the concept of how to run businesses now." And that doesn't surprise me. American Door Masters, that's a big compliment to them that can compare to what Greg did to his professional career. But if you need fast, reliable, reasonably priced, you get a free estimate today on any garage door, any residential, any commercial garage stuff, any garage door openers or service and repair stuff. They break all the time, folks. And so you want them to help. And I want to just look at the reviews, what people are saying about them. Greg said, five stars in every way, five stars. Get in touch with him, 864-990-3075, 864-990-3075. It's AmericanDoormasters.com. Let's get to some phone calls here in this segment. Our telephone number is 654-ROAR, 654-7627. And Georgia Greg's down in Greenwood. Greg, congratulations. Nice to get that monkey off your back by dominating Alabama Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. Hey, is your out working? I haven't been able to listen to you all morning.
Yeah. What I'm being told now is our host company that hosts all of our audio and all that is down right now, and they're working on that, and hopefully we'll be able to do it. But someone did tell me, bear with me a second while I got you the phone, because you can do this, because other people that can't do it, someone did tell me they're listening on Tuned In app, and you're okay. Able to get the show there, so you can listen there. On that.
In 20 seconds, you mind telling me what your thoughts were about everything?
About your game?
Well, not my game necessarily, but as far as the playoff selections and all that.
As far as the playoff selections is, I thought they got it right with I would not have moved Ohio State down more than two. I thought they got it right. I thought Georgia at three and Texas Tech at four is right. I've got no problem with Oregon, Ole Miss, and A&M the next three, and Oklahoma the next four. Bama, for some reason, look, Ohio State doesn't need a bump. If Ohio State gets a bump, they were beat by the best team in the country. I get it. Bama just got a bump. I mean, three losses. How Bama looked in the last 2 months of the season, I don't get that at all. Bama did not deserve it. If you watched Bama the last two games, Bama's not playing well. Ryan Williams is invisible. They can't run the ball. Have not run the ball all year long. They don't rush the passer. They can't run the football. Ryan Williams is invisible. And Ty Simpson has taken a major step backwards. Can't protect him without a running game. Bama won't be a factor at all in these games. And Bama's going to lose. And also in a rematch game, don't get that at all. Miami, I can get. I can understand a little bit. Good on Tulane and James Madison. But I don't get Bama. Notre Dame can have a gripe if they want. I get it. A three-loss Bama team just doesn't make any sense to me. No, you can argue Miami and Notre Dame all you want. But Bama's not playing like one of the 12 best teams in the country the last month of the season.
They're not. I think they could have, they already set the precedent two years ago when they took the number one seed who lost by 3 points, who had been dominating for 3 years in college football, and dropped them 1-6. I mean, you already set a precedent that the conference championship game can count if it needs to. And they got waxed by us. I mean, I don't like the fact Notre Dame's not in the conference, has an easy buy-in, didn't play anybody. But I would have taken – at the end of the day, I think the argument would have been better to have them in than out. I do think I've got a big problem with them bowing out. You know, happened to us 2 years ago. We just went in and whipped the team 63-3 to show how we felt like we should have been included. So they could have.
Well, let me add a little bit of reference to that. You go back and look at Bama's last six games. Okay, they had to save themselves. Against a 4-8 South Carolina team. It took an unbelievable effort in the last 2 minutes of the game to save themselves against a 4-8 South Carolina team. They looked very pedestrian against a 7-5 LSU team at home. They lost at home to Oklahoma. They beat Eastern Illinois, I don't care. And they looked very bad, had to save themselves by Auburn turning it over. And then they got absolutely physically beat up and dominated by Georgia. And that's college football playoff material? It's not. It's not. The last 6 weeks of the season, last six games of the season, Bama did not look like a top 25 team, more or less a college football playoff team. And they looked exactly like I told you the preseason they would look. Now, Simpson looked good early on, but I said, this Bama team can't run the football. This Bama team has issues on defense. And they tried to cover it up by time of possession. But this is what I told you, man, would look like in the beginning of the year. They look better in September than I thought they would. October, November, they're exactly who I thought they were going to be.
I think the committee could have come out and said like you did, and I think they I think most of the nation would have accepted that logic better than what they ended up doing. I agree with you. I agree with what you're saying about Alabama's, but I don't want to take away from what our freshman and sophomore defensive players have grown into,
sure.
Which I'm excited about. We have really, you know, turned the page, and I'm excited going into the playoffs. The draw is a draw. It is what it is. You got to play who it is. It's kind of odd that we, not odd, but just, you know, we might end up, we're going to play another team on their home area in the second round regardless. Might play a rematch of one if they tried to avoid that stuff. They didn't do that. But I hate to say it, but I kind of like where we are with that rematch. I think we're a better team than we were when we played them in Athens.
Yeah, look, you're gonna beat Ole Miss. I think you're gonna beat Ole Miss double digits. And your defense is playing better than when you played them the first time around, without Lane Kiffin to turn over there. I guess I'll get by Tulane. I'm sure they will. But you're gonna beat Ole Miss. The issue you've got is that Ohio State is a better version of you. Like, as good as Stockman is, Sands a little better. As good as your running game is, Jax is a little better. As good as your wide receivers and their wide receivers are a little better. Like, as good as your defense is, their defense is a little better. They're a little better version of you. But, look, you make the semifinals, that's great. But I don't think you can beat Ohio State in the desert. But I could be wrong. But right now I think that they look like elite Georgia, and you look like elite light Georgia. Now, you did play great. I thought you made a great point. Don't take away from what you did Saturday night. What you did at the season, Kirby got – this is not Kirby's best team. And they're going to go to the semifinals. He's done an unbelievable job in this program right now.
And I kind of agree with what you said there, but just because of that, I wouldn't count us out against Ohio State.
No, you can beat Atlanta. Ohio State. Yeah, you can beat Ohio State. But Ohio State is a better version of you. And so it'll be an interesting matchup,
no doubt about it.
Yeah.
That's fair. I don't have a problem with that.
And how about this? Ohio State's going to have a tougher, I think, go at it in their quarterfinal game. Because I think Miami and A&M are better than Ole Miss right now. And so they're going to be a more physical, more dominant, you know, lines of scrimmage kind of thing. And you only have a week between the quarterfinals and semifinals. So you got to come back from that. And that'll be a very interesting, you know, how they recover from that physical game.
True.
Yep.
But yeah, it was a emotional Saturday, getting part of the monkey off your back, maybe.
Yep. Yeah.
Turning the tide, to say. So yeah, it was a great game.
You did what you had to do in that. You sent Deborah a message. You sent Bama a message. That is off your back now. The Saban thing is dead now. Georgia's the best program in the SEC right now. All those questions were answered. You did a great job of that. And now moving forward, Georgia will be preseason number one next year because they'll have all kinds of talent on those lines of scrimmage. I mean, look at the freshmen on the offensive line. Georgia's going to be loaded next year. And you'll do great things next year, no doubt.
Good talking to you, Mick.
All right, buddy, you too. All right. I'm gonna save Delvin, Will. I'm going to save Delvin for the next segment. I don't have enough time for that. So, love to hear from you when we come back. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Texas said they better hope Kirby doesn't win this year because next 2 years look pretty good in Athens. Go Dawgs. Yeah, but let me say this. You never know. Like, if Georgia doesn't win it this year because Indiana wins it, like, no one had Indiana on the radar screen. So, you have no idea, especially in this world. No idea what happens. On paper, yeah, Georgia looks like they're set for another 3 or 4 years and beyond. But you just don't know. I mean, Clemson and Ohio State, Alabama ran into Joe Burrow. And you don't know. Like, you never – like, I when Kirby won back-to-back, they're like, well, Kirby's going to win 4 the next 6, and he hasn't. He hadn't won since because Michigan had an unbelievable run. And Ohio State had an unbelievable run, and they ran into a good Notre Dame team. Like, you don't know, man. You don't know. Like, you're going to be in it. There's no doubt you're going to be in it. But everyone you get, you savor it because they're so terribly difficult to win. Top of the hour break. We'll come back. I'd love to hear from you. 654-ROAR, text line and phone lines from a snowy North Carolina mountains. Hour two after this.